Good evening and welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I am Anubha Rohatgi with my co-anchor Prachi Priya.
नमस्कार, मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है. यहाँ हम आर्थिक व्यापारिक शेयर बाजार के ताजा समाचार आप तक लाएंगे और उन पर चर्चा भी करेंगे. चर्चा के लिए हमारे समक्ष आमंत्रित है आर्थिक मामलों के वरिष्ठ आर्थिक विश्लेषक सुषमा रामचंद्रन. सुषमा जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है.
थैंक यू प्राची एंड थैंक यू अनुभा.
चर्चा शुरू करेंगे अनुभा, मगर उससे पहले हेडलाइंस.
थैंक यू प्राची. बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इंडिसेस स्नैप सिक्स डे विनिंग स्ट्रीक. सेंसेक्स फॉल्स 345 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी सेटल्स एट 25,795. मेजर यूरोपियन स्टॉक मार्केट्स आर ट्रेडिंग इन नेगेटिव जोन एंड ग्लोबल क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस राइज.
प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांकों में छह दिन की तेजी का सिलसिला टूटा. सेंसेक्स 345 अंक गिरा. निफ्टी 25,795 पर बंद हुआ. प्रमुख यूरोपीय शेयर बाजार घाटे में कारोबार कर रहे हैं और कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में उछाल आया.
And before we start the program, here's a important news for our listeners. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not of Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision. And now, Prachi, the top story of the day.
बिल्कुल. प्रमुख घरेलू सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी ने सप्ताह के अंतिम कारोबारी दिन यानी कि आज अपनी छह दिनों की बढ़त के सिलसिले को तोड़ दिया. सूचकांक आज बढ़त के साथ खुले जरूर, लेकिन उस बढ़त को बरकरार नहीं रख पाए और गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 345 अंक यानी 0.41% की गिरावट के साथ 84,212 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि निफ्टी 96 अंक यानी 0.37% की गिरावट के साथ 25,795 पर बंद हुआ. इस बीच बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के व्यापक बाजार सूचकांक गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. मिड कैप सूचकांक में लगभग 0.3% और स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 0.2% की गिरावट आई.
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडिसेस सेंसेक्स एंड निफ्टी स्नैप्ड देयर सिक्स डे विनिंग स्ट्रीक ऑन द लास्ट ट्रेडिंग डे ऑफ द वीक टुडे. द इंडिसेस ओपन्ड हायर बट वर अनेबल टू सस्टेन इनिशियल गेन्स and eventually ended in negative territory. The Sensex lost 345 points or 0.41% to close at 84,212, while the Nifty lost 96 points or 0.37% to settle at 25,795. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also closed with losses. The mid-cap index dipped around 0.3% and the small-cap index fell 0.2%.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 21 कंपनियों के शेयरों में गिरावट दर्ज की गई. सबसे अधिक गिरावट वाले शेयरों में सर्वप्रथम हिंदुस्तान यूनिलीवर में 3.2%, अल्ट्राटेक सीमेंट में 1.9% से अधिक और कोटक बैंक में 1.7% से अधिक की गिरावट आई. सर्वाधिक लाभ में रहने वाले शेयरों में सर्वप्रथम भारतीय एयरटेल 1%, ICICI बैंक लगभग 0.9% और भारत इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स लिमिटेड 0.8% से अधिक मजबूत हुआ.
Among the sectoral indices at the BSE, 13 out of 21 sectors ended in negative territory. In the top laggards, BankX as well as healthcare both fell almost 0.8% each. FMCG dropped 0.7% and power declined nearly 0.5%. Among the top gainers, metal as well as telecommunication advanced 1% each. Oil and gas as well as realty both rose over 0.2% and energy added 0.2%.
बात करेंगे अब रुपए की. विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया आज अमरीकी डॉलर के मुकाबले स्थिर रहा और 87.85 पर बंद हुआ. डॉलर सूचकांक जो 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं के मुकाबले अमरीकी डॉलर की मजबूती को दर्शाता है, दिन के कारोबार में 99.03 पर कारोबार कर रहा था। सुषमा जी, शेयर मार्केट में आज आई गिरावट के पीछे के प्रमुख जो कारण है वो क्या है?
देखिए, 6 दिन की जो इतनी बुलिश ट्रेंड्स चल रही थी उसके बाद एक दिन प्रॉफिट बुकिंग का तो होना ही था, वो तो शायद हमें एक्सपेक्ट करना चाहिए था। लेकिन दूसरी बात ये है कि ये जो ये कि आज की जो आपने हेडलाइंस पढ़े होंगे पेपर में, सबसे मतलब महत्वपूर्ण खबर आज है कि जो ग्लोबल सिनेरियो है वो बदल गया है, कि यूएस ने सैंक्शंस डाले हैं रशिया के जो प्रोड्यूसर्स, ऑयल प्रोड्यूसर्स के ऊपर, रॉसनेफ्ट और लुक ऑयल के ऊपर। और ये सैंक्शंस के की वजह से काफी सारे लोग जो वहां से खरीदते थे, काफी सारे देश, उसमें भारत भी एक है, चीन भी एक है, और भी है, तुर्की है, कई सारे देश हैं वहां से, रूस से अपना तेल खरीदते थे, उनको अब खरीदारी में काफी मुश्किल आएगी। तो ये बहुत बड़ा वातावरण में बदलाव आया है, तो उस वजह से मेरे ख्याल स्टॉक मार्केट काफी हिल गया है। तीसरी वजह ये है कि जो हमारे यूएस के साथ ट्रेड डील होने जा रही है उसके बारे में जो खबरें आ रही है, एक तरफा बहुत अच्छी आ रही है यूएस की तरफ से, लेकिन हमारी तरफ से इतनी अच्छी नहीं है, क्योंकि हमारे जो कॉमर्स मिनिस्टर हैं पीयूष गोयल, उन्होंने कहा कि हम आराम से ये डील को तय करेंगे, हम कोई जल्दबाजी में नहीं करेंगे। तो ये जो तीनों चीजें फैक्टर्स मेरे ख्याल में इन्हीं की वजह से कि मार्केट थोड़ी सी आज बेरिश ट्रेंड दिखाई दी है।
सुषमा जी, विल टॉक अबाउट द यू नो टू ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट यू हैव स्पोकन अबाउट, द व्हाट आर कॉमर्स मिनिस्टर टुडे सेड रिगार्डिंग द यू नो इंडिया US deal and the oil prices also. But for the time being, I want to know from you that given the fact that last six sessions, the you know markets ended in green and today we have seen a fall, like you said, profit booking. So do we assume that the volatility, because the whether it is the market conditions, whether it is the geopolitical conditions, we are seeing new changes, we are seeing something new happening almost, you know, every week, every day. So is the volatility likely to continue?
Well, I would say that the volatility may continue because the other two factors I talked about, of course, there are so many fundamentals which are positive. You know, we are having higher consumption due to GST reforms, and that is why the Diwali, you know, pre-Diwali, post-Diwali has been so positive. Stock markets are booming. You know, we can see that the consumption levels are going up. At the same time, the global scenario also is, we have to look at the medium and long term. And therefore, everyone is looking at the India-US trade deal. Everyone is looking at oil prices.
Right.
So these are areas over which we do not have any control. And I think, therefore, you are going to see some volatility in the coming days.
बिल्कुल, सुषमा जी, मेरा एक सवाल है कि ये जो बाजार अभी जिस स्थिति में है वो शॉर्ट टर्म रोटेशन में है या फिर ट्रेंड में कोई बदलाव है, क्या संकेत है ये?
ये मेरे ख्याल में ये लॉन्ग टर्म ही चल रहा है, क्योंकि लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेंड में हमारी जो मार्केट है अभी 2-3 साल से बुलिश ट्रेंड्स ही चल रही है। तो अभी ये जो पिछला हफ्ता आया है जिसमें अपवर्ड ट्रेंड आई है मार्केट में, कंसिस्टेंटली ऊपर जा रहा है, तो मेरे ख्याल में ये लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेंड्स ही दर्शा रहा है। शॉर्ट टर्म की जो रोटेशन होती है वो ऑब्वियसली, जैसे मैंने कहा, जो भी खबरें आती हैं उससे मार्केट जो है सेंटिमेंट से चलती है, तो ये सेंटिमेंट की वजह से कभी कभी उतार चढ़ाव होता है, वॉलेटिलिटी होती है, लेकिन लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेंड हमारा अपवर्ड ही है इंडियन मार्केट्स का।
ग्राहकों का उत्साह इन दिनों कुछ ज्यादा है
जी। एंड वी विल कंटिन्यू विद दिस डिस्कशन एंड द प्रोग्राम बट आफ्टर दिस शॉर्ट कमर्शियल ब्रेक। वेलकम बैक टू मार्केट मंत्रा, वेयर वी आर डिस्कसिंग द शेयर मार्केट विद आवर एक्सपर्ट सुषमा रामचंद्रन। सुषमा जी, वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट द वॉलेटिलिटी, सो इन द मीडियम टू short to medium term, I would say, I'm not, let's say in the next 6 months or even a period of over 1 year, which are the sectors do you see which are likely to be more beneficial or which are likely to give more returns for the investors?
Well, one of course is the banking sector, definitely, because it has been doing very well in recent years. Then of course you have IT of course has been facing some headwinds due to the fact that due to the, we are having the problems with the US, and US is the biggest market for IT. But I still think that even if you take the, the short and medium term, it still continues to be, have always very bright prospects. It is, after all, a sunrise sector.
Yes. Yes.
Thirdly, of course, now is the auto sector. I mean, you are seeing a revival of the automobile sector with the consumption levels going up. And I think the only the brakes on the automobile sector are the availability of equipment from China, the rare earth magnets,
and
all these kind of chips. These are all the things that that are holding back the automobile sector. Otherwise, it is moving up forward very well.
Sushma ji, FII aur DII flow ko dhyan mein rakhte hue kya sambhavnaen nazar aa rahi hain?
Dekhiye, FII flow to itna is waqt बहुत एक्सटर्नल विड्रॉल थोड़ा बहुत हो रहा है, लेकिन हमारे जो इस मार्केट की, जो मैंने जैसे कहा लॉन्ग टर्म ट्रेंड्स की, बुलिश ट्रेंड्स क्यों हैं? बुलिश ट्रेंड्स इसलिए हैं क्योंकि जो हमारे DIIs हैं, उन्होंने इस मार्केट में अपना फेथ डाला हुआ है. उन्होंने अपना कहा है कि इंडिया स्टोरी में हमें हमें फेथ है, और ये जो इनफ्लोज आ रहे हैं, जो बार बार रिपीटेड इन्वेस्टमेंट्स आ रही हैं, वो हमारे डोमेस्टिक रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स से ही आ रही हैं. और FIIs कभी आती हैं और कभी जाती हैं डिपेंडिंग ऑन ग्लोबल सिचुएशन, लेकिन डोमेस्टिक इन्वेस्टर्स आर मेनस्टे. और ये मेरे ख्याल में हमारी इंडियन मार्केट की बहुत बड़ी खूबी है, बहुत बड़ी स्ट्रेंथ है, जो बाकी मार्केट्स, इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स में इतना नहीं है जितना इंडिया में है.
जी, बढ़ते हैं एशिया और यूरोप के बाजार की तरफ. अनुभव
जी,
अधिकांश एशियाई शेयर बाजारों में आज सकारात्मक रुख रहा. दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी सूचकांक 2.5% बढ़कर आज 3,941 की रिकॉर्ड ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा. जापान का निकेई सूचकांक 1.3% से अधिक. हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग सूचकांक 0.7% से अधिक. चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स 0.7% और सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम सूचकांक 0.1% से अधिक बढ़ा. प्रमुख यूरोपीय सूचकांक आज घाटे में कारोबार कर रहे थे. अंतिम रिपोर्ट आने तक फ्रांस का कैक 40 0.6 और जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.1% नीचे चल रहा था. वहीं लंदन का फुटसी मामूली गिरावट के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था.
Moving on to the US markets, Wall Street closed in positive territory yesterday, buoyed by gains in technology stocks following a batch of strong earning results. Among the major indices, the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index gained 0.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added almost 0.6%, and the S&P 500 increased 0.3%. On the geopolitical front, the White House has confirmed that the US President Donald Trump will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in South Korea. And I want to discuss this particular meeting with you, Sushma ji, but before, after this break. Welcome back to Market Mantra. Sushma ji, before going into the break, we were talking about the fact that US President Donald Trump will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in South Korea. Mm-hmm. That meeting is going to happen on the 30th of October.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, how important, I mean, these two leaders, people have been, you know, economies the world over, everybody's been looking at these two, you know, when are they going to meet? And this is finally going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
How important is this meeting, not only from the point of view of the world's two biggest economies, but for the rest of the world as well? Are we looking at hopefully a de-escalation in trade tensions between the two?
Well, first of all, what you said is very true. That this is a very, very important meeting. These are the two biggest economic powers in the world today, and they are on a collision path, as it were, right now. The United States has been imposing curbs on a supply of semiconductors and chips, high-tech chips to China. They are imposing heavy tariffs. Sometimes they talk of 100%, sometimes talk of 150%. On the one hand, you have the US. On the other hand, you have China, which has said, well, we won't supply rare earth magnets to you. We will not supply critical minerals to you. We will also use leverage to battle with you on the trade front. So this is something that has been going on. The fallout, of course, on the rest of the world is also there, because when China imposes these kind of curbs on supply of rare earth magnets or critical minerals, they're extending it to other countries like India as well. So India is also facing the brunt. Now, although there was a diplomatic outreach between by India to
Yes.
China, and there was some kind of an agreement, even now industries are saying that we're not able to get the materials that we wanted. Now, even in terms of fertilizers, and what have they done? They have not officially imposed curbs. They have introduced a very bureaucratic approval systems,
mm-hmm.
and that takes a long time. So these are things that there's a fallout, not just on these two countries, but on the rest of the world, because there is, and for instance, China and the EU also is having
right.
a battle as far as electric vehicles are concerned. So this meeting is very important. The problem, of course, is that the president of the US is also a very volatile man. And, you know, one never knows how things go. But the fact is that whenever he has met people face to face, he tends to be very warm and tends to have a more positive approach. So we can only hope for the best that this tariff battle should de-escalate, and that this protectionist attitude should be dialed down, both on the part of US as well as on China, so that
mm-hmm.
the entire world can benefit.
Right. And because, like you mentioned, that of course China has put restrictions on the exports of rare earth metals. So in that context, the efforts by the government of India, by the present government, you know, to encourage this sector, you know, they are providing incentives for
yes.
the you know, for various rare earth metals and all. How important are such steps by the government, you know, to encourage encourage the mining
yes.
of such metals here, right here in India?
No, it's very, very important. They have launched a critical minerals mission now.
Yes.
And also, the fact is that it's not that we don't have these rare earths, but rare earths are rare because they are mingled with other minerals.
Yes.
So it's difficult to extract them. So that has been the problem. And one of the problems in India has been that they are mingled with minerals which are radioactive in
yes.
terms of, you know, uranium and thorium and things like that. So, but this is not something that cannot be surmounted. And therefore, India should go ahead. Not only that, what India is doing is it is tying up with other countries in Latin America,
yeah.
which have reserves. And the recent visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Latin American countries, that there was one of the areas of discussion was this, because there is going to be collaboration with those
mm-hmm.
countries. So we are going ahead, and it is very, very important.
श्रोताओं, सुषमा जी के साथ सवालों का चर्चा जो है वो जारी रहेगा, मगर उससे पहले एक अल्पविराम.
Welcome back to Market Mantra. Next, let's take the next story. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today participated in the third edition of Berlin Global Dialogue in Germany. He said India continues to view its trade partnerships through the lens of long-term and mutual growth. The minister also highlighted the vast opportunities opening up in the country for global companies.
Trade deals are for a longer duration. Trade deals are not only about tariffs, it's not only about access of goods or services, it's also about trust, it's also about relationships. It's a demonstration to businesses that you can work with between both countries and trust businesses to prosper, businesses to be protected, businesses to get opportunities and a fair deal in the rule of law in democracies that we all work.
Mr. Goyal also met with German CEOs at the Business Leaders Roundtable in Berlin. He reiterated that the supportive policy ecosystem fostering innovation and entrepreneurship continues to make the country one of the most attractive investment destinations globally. Sushmaji, as we just read that the Commerce Minister is in Berlin, he's in Germany right today. And he was specifically asked questions about, you know, trade deal with the US, where he said, and I'm going to quote him, that India is in talks with the US, but we do not do deals in a hurry, and we do not do deals with deadlines or with a gun to our head. So how do you take that statement? Does it show the confidence that now India has in its own economy? We are the fastest emerging economy in the world. We have a very big, you know, middle class. We have, you know, our domestic
yes.
market is
Bilkul.
So strong. So that shows, you know, his statement shows that we're coming from a place of strength.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But I think it definitely denotes that the strength and the comfort level that India has, and that it's not going to be pushed around by anyone. But the fact is, it also shows that somebody is trying to push us around. So somebody is trying to make that effort. And obviously, the reference is there are two trade deals in the offing. One is with the US and one is with the European Union. Yes. And we have difficulties actually with both of them. As far as the US is concerned, they want to cross what we call our red lines as far as the dairy sector and agriculture sector is concerned. And though some concessions are obviously being made in areas of probably fruits and nuts, and even in the area of dairy, I think there is no problem in high-end cheeses and things like that. The problem is of GMO products. Yes. Coming in. In the case of the European Union also, there is an issue related to their carbon adjustment mechanism, which is going to tax anything that has carbon in it. And this is on the grounds of environmental issues. So so we're having problems with both, and but let's see what happens.
But, you know, problems are fine. But the fact that there are talks, ongoing talks, it also shows that, you know, there is an accommodative stance on both sides, whether it is the US, EU or India. We are all, because it's at the end of the day, the trade deals are going to benefit all the partners. So there is an accommodative stance on both sides.
There has to be. And the most important thing is that the European Union, for instance, this is the talks had actually started about 13 years ago. Right. And they have now been restarted. And India has given a lot. It has compromised because there's a recognition that we're a strong economy. We can deal with a lot of influx of goods from the European Union. And similarly, the European Union has, you know, given in on a lot of our concessions. Right. So the template is actually the India-UK FTA, where we have got a lot of concessions.
Right. So moving on, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the next generation GST reforms will make the taxation system more efficient, equitable and growth-oriented. Inaugurating the new CGST Bhavan in Ghaziabad today, the minister said efficient taxation system will boost the economic growth.
With the continued reforms, dedication, teamwork, we will now reach new heights in revenue, compliance and also in service delivery. The next generation GST reforms will make this system a lot more efficient, equitable and growth-oriented. So ultimate goal is to make life easier for the honest taxpayer. If we do that, economic growth and prosperity will surely follow.
Bharat ka videshi mudra bhandar 17 October tak lagbhag 4.5 arab US dollar badhkar 702.28 arab USD se adhik ho gaya. Bharatiya Reserve Bank dwara jari saptahik sankhyakiya anupurak ke anusar pichle saptah ke dauran swarn bhandar lagbhag 6.18 arab USD badhkar 108.54 arab USD se adhik par pahunch gaya. SDR में 48 मिलियन डॉलर की बढ़त हुई और ये 18.72 अरब यूएस डॉलर से अधिक पहुंच गया.
Let's move on to commodities. Global crude oil prices rose for the second consecutive day. Brent crude was trading over 0.9% up at $66.61 per barrel. And WTI crude was trading 1% higher at $62.41 per barrel when reports last came in. Sushmaji, obviously, we are seeing the effects of the US sanction on two major Russian oil companies. So, are we going to see again, and are we looking at oil prices, which had started coming down in the last few months? Are we looking at a rise going northwards?
Well, the fact is that if the Western sanctions succeed, and sanctions have been imposed, we must remember, for the first time.
Yes.
Till now, India has always been resisting the suggestions that we should cut buying of Russian oil on the grounds that there are no sanctions against buying of Russian oil. There is only a cap.
Right.
So if this oil withdraws from the market, then yes, it will affect global prices. They will go up.
Right. Moving on, in the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold was trading 1.8% down at 122,210 rupees per 10 grams, while silver was trading almost 2% lower at 146,040 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
Multi-commodity exchange में दिसंबर अनुबंध वाला सोना लगभग 1.8% घटकर 121,907 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर कारोबार कर रहा था और समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक दिसंबर अनुबंध वाली चांदी लगभग 1.9% की गिरावट के साथ 145,746 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी. सुषमा जी, कार्यक्रम में आने के लिए और चर्चा करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. और अब चलते चलते नजर सुर्खियों पर.
Benchmark domestic indices snap 6-day winning streak. Sensex falls 345 points. Nifty settles at 25,795. Major European stock markets trading in negative zone and global crude oil prices rise. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. Do remember to join us tomorrow at the same time. Till then, from the entire team, Namaskar.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं। आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें।